Now, I want to speak to John McMullen, who's available to have a conversation with me. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Frank.
John, some lovely pictures in the paper today of your son Declan meeting the Pope and being blessed by the Pope. Tell us your story, because we've heard the story before. People may have allowed it to slip from their minds, but Declan is coping with a very serious medical difficulty, isn't he?
Yes, Declan's got lockdown syndrome. So he is severely disabled. He's tetraplegic, and all he really can do is blink. He's fully cognitive, understands the world around him, and he's also blind, and he communicates by blinking. So he's definitely having a tough time.
It is so sad. Oh, yes. And Declan's been like this since he was 19. Had he a heart attack at home? Is that what happened?
He had cardiac arrest in his, that's in his bedroom, yeah.
How long ago is that, John?
That's 7 years now, 2012. Yep. He had a heart condition that he didn't know he had, and we found him dead in his bed one morning. And I knew CPR, so I'd done best, and paramedics came, and he got 13 electric shocks, and he was brought back, but with brain damage. So that's basically it. So he's living a very tough life, but he brings a lot of happiness to us, and he makes us all very strong, and he's met some lovely people along the way.
Yesterday, the Pope gave him a blessing. Are you able to garner from Declan what that meant to him? Is that something he's able to communicate through the blinking to you?
Oh, yes. Well, it was very emotional. Declan, we'd received an invitation to be there. We didn't think we were just going to be as close as that. And just sitting in the right place at the right time. And he was, I was very emotional. You know, when severe illness hits your family, you do question things, question your faith from time to time. But it was very moving and very touching. And it'll be something that'll be with us for the rest of our lives.
It's certainly a beautiful picture to have. And I suppose when you're facing such a serious challenge in life as Declan has been facing for the past number of years, and we talk about the carrying of a cross, it's an incredible cross that Declan's been asked to carry. Do you accept terminology like that?
Oh, I do, yes, certainly do, yeah. But every cross is different. You know, I seen my son dead, and he's alive again. And I'd rather have him the way he is than dead. I know it's probably hard for him, but there's days he doesn't want to be here, and there's days he's glad he's here. So every day's a challenge, and you just take life on a daily basis and just hope for the best. So you do. But it was very moving, very touching, and just so lucky to be there. So he was.
And you're getting an obvious sense today that Declan benefited from the encounter with the Holy Father.
Well, I wasn't expecting a miracle, you know. But to me, it can strengthen your faith. You know, there's days we all doubt our faith. You know, things happen in life, and you question everything, but you don't really know any answers. And if you did know the answers, well, then life wouldn't be very enjoyable, would it? You know, if you knew you were seriously ill and you're going to leave this uncertain, you'd be quite sick, you know. So I think the unknown, we're not supposed to know. And basically, live your life as best you can. And if you've crossed to carry, well, then just carry it and get on with it and do the best you can.
Certainly, you know, they say a picture paints a thousand words. The picture is a picture of happiness in Declan's image that I'm looking at with the Pope with him. And of course, Declan's plight came to prominence a few years ago by the very fact of Mark, your other son, singing to him. Yep. There was such coverage of that, wasn't it? Mark's blessed with this beautiful voice.
Well, we actually, when we were parked in Dublin on Saturday, we actually met a bishop, Bishop Farquhar, and the morning that Declan was found dead, when Mark was with us in the room, Mark had been asked to sing at the, I think it was the opening of the new St. Patrick's Grammar School in Downpatrick. And that happened in that particular morning. And Mark got up and left Declan on his bedroom, and he says, I'm going to sing for Declan. And he went to the school, and he sang for the bishop. And yes, Saturday, when we were in Dublin, Bishop Farquhar, that was the first thing he said. I remember his brother leaving him and coming to sing for me in the opening of that new school. And he said, that took some strength. So, it's been a long, hard road, but very enjoyable and very life-rewarding that there's a lot of families out there have lots of troubles in their lives, and we've all had our problems in life, but Declan has just brought us so stronger, made us so stronger and brought us all together. And, you know, 7 years ago he was told he would never survive. He was told he would never leave a hospital. He was told he could never go home. And he's defying all the odds. He's doing everything that he can, as best as he can. And he wants to be treated with respect and dignity and be allowed to live his life as normal as he can, just like anybody else.
Absolutely. And we should be fully aware, of course, that Declan's listening to us having the conversation, even though he can't communicate other than by blinking to you and to the family. He's fully aware of the entire conversation that we are having. And Declan, I send you our good wishes from everyone here at U105, and indeed from the people who are listening to the programme. And I think carrying a cross is a relevant term sometimes, and that is a cross that is being carried with great dignity by you, Declan. And I really appreciate your dad and Mark in the past speaking to us here on the programme on your behalf. And I think the thoughts of everyone listening to the show would be with you this morning, and I hope you got great benefit from the encounter with Pope Francis over the weekend.
That's great,
John, thank you very much for coming
on.
Thank you.
Thanks so much,
Nate.
Bye.
Loving dad there, John McMullen, and regards to Declan and to the rest of the family. It's 17 minutes to 12.